In the morning, Twentyman Jones was ready to leave. All his gear was packed into the back of the lorry, and his black labourers were sitting on top of it. Santerne handed him back the report.
"Would you be so good as to give your report to my lawyer in Windhoek, sir, together with this letter?"
"Of course, madam. He will want to go over the report with you, and then, as I've instructed Mr. Abrahams to solicit a loan from my bank, the bank manager will probably want to speak to you as well, to have your views on the value of the property."
"I expected that," he nodded. "You can rest assured that I will inform him of the enormous value of your discovery."
"Thank you. In this letter, I have instructed Mr. Abrahams to pay you from the loan an amount equal again to your original fee."
"That is unnecessary, madam, but very generous.
You see, Dr. Twentyman Jones, at some future date, I might wish to retain your services as a permanent consultant to the Hainy Mine. I wish you to have a good opinion of me."
"It does not require a fee for that, Mrs. Courtney. I find you an extraordinarily plucky, intelligent, and comely young lady. I would consider it an honour to work with you again."
"Then I will ask one final service of you."
"Anything, madam."
"Please do not repeat anything of my personal circumstances that you may have observed here." His eyes dropped for just a fleeting instant to the front of her dress.
"Discretion, madam, is not the least prerequisite of my profession, besides which I would never do anything to injure a friend."
"A good friend, Dr. Twentyman Jones," she assured him, as she held out her right hand.
"A very good friend, Mrs. Courtney," he agreed, as he took her hand, and for one incredible moment she thought he was going to smile. But he controlled himself and turned from her to the waiting lorry.